working to make it better. With the six of Miller High Life, just drinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Beers In.
Hello, I'm Cody Lindquist.
I'm Charlie Todd.
We are a married couple that hosts a monthly show at the UCB Theater in the East Village.
That's right.
And we are doing supplemental podcasts in our home with
guests.
Which
is where we are now.
Yeah.
We're about to have a tipsy political roundtable with our guest Lauren Adams. Lauren, welcome.
Lauren. Oh, say hi. I was going to introduce you and say who you are.
Do it.
Guys, Lauren Adams is my friend and also an actress, but that's like secondary.
Her number one credit is being your friend.
Number one. She's also on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm. As a mole woman.
As a mole woman. Gretchen specifically is her name. She's been in a billion other things, a million commercials, but mostly she's my friend.
You go
been in some Improv Everywhere videos.
That's true. I have been as Cody Lindquist. I played Cody Lindquist in one Improv Everywhere video because you were unavailable.
She just plays me all the time. No, that's not true at all. But also, in addition to being an actress, you are a Bernie Sanders supporter, and
yes,
you just recently were one of the organizers for a Bernie Sanders fundraising comedy show.
Yes, the Feel the Burnifit.
Yeah,
for Bernie Sanders.
Why aren't more Burnifits happening? I mean, it seems like the best name. I just want to have one.
If you Google Burnifit, have there been other Burnifits?
I didn't Google it yet, but I would be interested to know how many there are, and I hope we start a wave of Burnifits.
I'm obsessed with puns, so that's
it's a good one. Feel the Burnifit is good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, it was great. I hosted it with Michael Caine and Catherine Mudon, and it was awesome. We raised almost $1,200 for him that we got to send him before his midnight fundraising deadline that night, so that was really
That's great.
Very cool.
And we've had Michael Caine on
as a guest as well. We're going to now do the premise of the show, which is chugging two beers, and we're going to drink Stone Go-To IPA, which is a session IPA, which is what we've been drinking on this show because it tastes good, and it's not so much alcohol that it completely destroys you, but enough to get you tipsy enough to tell the truth.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to be tipsy.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we're back. That went okay.
It's
hard.
Some things are harder to chug than others, and
I don't know why Stone's Session IPA is a little more difficult to drink.
We had bottles? Maybe that was it?
I don't think that should matter.
It tasted good, and then it was just really hard going down.
It's very hoppy. I think it's just a lot hoppier than the Oscar Blues one that we had a few weeks ago, and then the Founders one we had. Anyway, we all feel weird.
Lauren just got back from South by Southwest, so she's been drinking
all week. Yeah.
So to start show off, Lauren, I guess we just we want to talk to you and just kind of hear how you're feeling right now. We know that you've been supporting Bernie.
Yeah.
I was seeing you support Bernie on Facebook. You have a very cool Bernie Back to the Future t-shirt.
Yes, it is very cool.
I've seen on Instagram. this was not a good, really great week for Bernie. It seems like Tuesday night was pretty bad. How are you feeling about the future?
I'm still feeling good about the future. I think I'm feeling great that a candidate like Bernie is even fighting in this race.
Yeah.
I feel really great about the fact that a lot of the southern states are done.
You're happy that black people have stopped voting?
Hillary polls better, which is, it's a scary thing that nobody thinks about, that Hillary polls better and does better in states that traditionally don't vote Democrat in the general. So like, that's something we should really think about too, is that like, she's won all these states, and also the way that delegates get broken up in those states is that they get weighted better in states that vote traditionally Republican.
It is a very weird thing that I feel that way with the Republicans too, that just like they're fighting tooth and nail over these states that will never elect a Republican candidate. You know, like,
can we just get rid of the fucking electoral college?
I know. Yeah. Also, can we vote online? Because if we can pay taxes online, why can't we vote online?
I agree.
Can you imagine?
Republicans would never let it because they would lose everything. Their party would cease to exist. It's already
eventually we'll be able to vote online.
So you feel hopeful that, do you think the electoral map is looking pretty good for Bernie as we move forward?
I think this is the biggest spread that, and of course I'm
no political expert of any kind. I'm not even on a Nate Silver level of like...
Wait, what? I'm sorry. We only had you on here because we thought you were a political expert.
Oh, I'm not. I majored in music theater.
So we all have theater degrees. Three people with theater degrees talking about
I do think politics. This is the biggest spread that Bernie and Hillary will have of delegates. I'm not talking about super delegates. I'm talking about actual one delegates.
Right.
I do think this is the biggest spread we'll see. Hopefully. I also think it's interesting to not, I think the polling has been a little bit skewed because, you know, the way he's been, even this past Tuesday, he did better than he polled in some of those states. So I think the polling seems to be a little off in that Bernie seems to be doing a little bit better even than he's polling, even in states where he's down.
Well, Michigan was Michigan's a huge one of the biggest.
What happened in Ohio? Like, aren't Michigan and Ohio very similar geographically?
No.
Well, I'm asking you, Cody, because you're
Ohio. Michigan and Ohio are very different.
They're the same thing.
They're rivals.
No, I'm asking that sincerely. Is there a difference?
Well, no. I mean, I think part of it is, so my mom works the polls
in
Ohio. She volunteers on those days. Or maybe I think she gets paid like $5 an hour or something, but she goes and does it. It's because she loves it. But she said, and she was working in a Republican district, but she said that it was an amazing amount of people went and changed their registration to vote for Kasich in the Republican primary to vote against Trump. So people that would have voted Democratic were going, and I don't know how that affected.
So, like, day of, you can show up and
say, you have to do it in advance,
but you can do it up until the day, or
I don't know the rules.
And also, it's not an open primary.
It's not an open primary.
That's another thing. I think, and listen to me, political system. I think all the primaries should be open primaries. You should be able to vote for whoever you want at any given time.
Again, I don't know the rules, but I think a lot of people were going out to vote for Kasich. So,
but what if all the Democrats decided to show up everywhere and vote for Ben Carson because he's never
done
it?
Also, here's my counter to that, is that why do we just have two parties? We should have many.
Well, I honestly think at the end of this, we probably will not have two parties anymore. If Donald Trump gets the election, if Donald Trump gets the primary or wins, I think we might have three parties. But again, I don't know how that affected Bernie, though.
Well,
I think the people that are voting, I don't think Bernie supporters were going out to vote for Kasich.
Bernie
does
the best usually when we have high voter turnouts, when those millennials finally decide. And listen, I guess I'm technically a millennial too, just because I'm on the top end.
We're in the top end. Well, Charlie, I don't think, is a millennial.
Yeah, but I'm not really Gen X either. I'm in the middle too.
I'm the very last millennial.
Yeah, I think I'm just behind you. Like a couple
like
months
literally
behind.
Millennials,
you guys, you can't just Instagram about Bernie. You got to go vote for Bernie.
Hey.
You can't just buy the Back to the Future t-shirt. I have it, but I'm also making calls and voting.
My little brother is 23.
And he went?
And he went and voted. Yeah, well,
I'm proud of him.
But he's really passionate about Bernie.
Yeah.
I think that's a difference. Like, did we have this discussion last time that, like, gosh, you know, this is the thing about drinking beers is I forget what I've said over and over. Anyway,
So let's talk about what you like about Bernie.
Yes.
When did you first get excited about him as a candidate?
I mean, I really did first get excited about him as a candidate when he started to run for president because
Were you aware of him? Do you remember his famous speech? Or
on the periphery, very aware of him. I think for me, and this is sort of what I've been saying even since our last election, was that I want money out of politics. That's I had my conservative aunt, my Aunt Maureen, who's very lovely and I love her, emailed me and said, because I think I had posted my 9th Facebook post about Bernie of the day, and she emailed me and said, Bernie, ? Was the subject.
Oh,
and then
wow.
It said,
oh,
like,
geez.
She's a Republican, she's Catholic Republican from Michigan.
Do you know who she's voting for?
No.
Okay.
And I didn't ask because I don't want to know. she said, I don't get the appeal. What is it? ? And I wrote back and said, hey, I don't think you want to have a political discussion with me, but my two biggest issues in this election, if I was to rank them, are getting money out of politics and then income equality. So Bernie Sanders is really the candidate that resonates the most with me. And I think it's incredible that he's not taking money from
super PACs. I know the big thing that the Clinton campaign is talking about is his nurse PAC that he has of like...
What is that?
There's a bunch of nurses in, I think, Ohio who supported Bernie. Don't tweet at me if it's not Ohio. Don't tweet at me if it's if I'm wrong on this podcast at all. I drank beers.
Oh, by the way, actually, before we continue, I've been getting some text messages from some friends with some corrections of things.
I don't want that.
Apparently, Kasich did not take down the unions in Ohio. They fought back and they won.
Oh, yay.
So I just want to say, friends, Lauren Stowe, we're drunk and I know nothing and I'm making it all up. So in general, too, for anybody that listens, we are all saying things that are completely wrong. So continue your point.
Yeah.
So that makes total sense. I mean, those are issues that I think are important to both of us. And maybe Hillary is, you know, I think the best thing about Bernie's candidacy, whether he wins or not, is how far to the left he's brought Hillary. And Saturday Night Live this week, our friend Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider wrote the sketch for Kate
with
McKinnon.
Our other friend Kate McKinnon.
We know
so many people. We're sitting next to one famous person on TV. We're so...
Don't tweet at us if you also know them. We don't care.
But that sketch was great with I mean, you know, with Hillary turning into Bernie. But I think the... that is what's happened, and mm-hmm. I think it's really great. I think it's making Hillary a better candidate.
But one
and
thing
I
that's
hope
really,
it makes her a better president.
I agree.
If that's
I
the,
agree.
One thing that I think is really interesting is that the reasons you love Bernie, he's a political outsider, even though he's been in the Senate for 30 billion years.
Well, she didn't say that.
I
like that he is shaking up the status quo.
Right. That people want money out of politics. Mm-hmm. These are the same reasons people are voting for Trump.
Yes, it's crazy.
Because there's want money out of politics, and he's self-funding, and he's not owned.
Which is so interesting if you look at the polls. If you look at the presidential polls as they stood the last time I checked them, and again, don't tweet me if I'm wrong because I don't check them every day. But if you looked at if Trump gets the nomination, Bernie polls way better than Trump against Hillary, I think because there's that sort of Venn diagram of people who want that same thing.
Right.
And they can get it in Bernie, and he's not crazy.
But I also feel like Bernie has not been really attacked by the right yet. And
because I don't think they're taking him seriously, right?
Yeah. Here's my thing.
Sure.
I'm opening another beer.
Okay. Thanks for announcing that to all of our listeners.
Everybody, I'm opening two beers.
I'm
going to
open
for Charlie.
My beer too, if that's...
Guys, I had a beer before I came here, so I'm not having my third beer.
Cody and I have been saying we're undecided, and I won't speak for her. And I still like both candidates a lot.
We're lucky to have both those Democratic candidates.
Yeah. So you're not anti-Hillary.
Here's the thing. I kind of am. I kind of am anti-Hillary for a lot of reasons.
You hate women.
Actually, that's the only reason I like Hillary. People are like, you're not a feminist. If one more girl tells me I'm not a feminist because I don't vote for Hillary, you're not a feminist because you don't support another woman's right to choose the candidate that she wants to support. So come at me, Madeleine Albright. I dare you. You can tweet at me. If you want to tweet at me, Madeleine Albright.
If Madeleine Albright's listening, please come on our show.
Because that's the thing. And also, my feminism is intersectional. So if it doesn't include minorities, which includes talking about class welfare, and if it doesn't include people, all people, then that's not my feminism. And that's why I support Bernie Sanders. And that's why it's cool to be a feminist who supports Bernie Sanders. But here's the thing. For me, Hillary Clinton is a tough choice for a number of reasons. Because she's voted for every war that we've been in since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets so much money from so many big banks and Wall Street organizations, and also is under fire for maybe potentially moving funds between the Clinton Foundation to campaign funds. Listen,
maybe.
We'll see.
Clinton Foundation's pretty damn great.
Yeah.
They've given a lot of.
But if the funds from there go to other places, it's sketchy. All that Haiti stuff, whatever. I'm drunk, I'm rambling, but I'm just saying Hillary Clinton.
Wait, what is all that Haiti stuff? I don't know that scandal
yet. Yeah, I don't know that scandal either.
There's shady stuff with she was like rehabilitating Haiti when she was Secretary of State.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, weirdly, her brother knew to like buy a bunch of land and invest in a gold mine when they were like, we're going to make plans to rehabilitate Haiti.
I didn't know she had a brother.
So
who's her brother?
I don't know if it's by marriage or
Roger Clinton. Is he back in the news? Guys, I don't even know what's up with Roger Clinton. I just know he was a punchline. That's what I remember.
So let's say that Hillary wins. Are you going to obviously you're going to vote for Hillary.
Here's the thing.
Are you going
to
be
if Hillary is in a landslide, I'll probably vote third party just to do
what?
If she's winning.
If she's against Trump.
if she's winning by a landslide.
You would say if here in New York State, if know? She's but who? What is this third party candidate?
Who knows?
And also New York State,
guys. I open the candidacy to all of you.
But okay, so
right, that's pretty negative.
That is pretty negative, and I want to bring this
hard
up
for me, but I'll absolutely vote for her if she does need my support. I'll say that, and I'll be so happy to vote for her. It'll be cool to vote for a woman, the first woman president. But I'll be so thrilled.
Okay, so this is actually an interesting debate that we have in our party and our people. I am so scared of Donald Trump, and it seems like I don't think there's any way to stop him.
Are you?
I think he will be the nominee.
Yeah.
100%.
He polls worse than both of them, so I'm less scared.
But if Bernie supporters are not on board and don't show up.
I don't think you're going to get Bernie supporters to go Trump, but I do think you can get Trump
I'm saying
supporters
they won't,
to go Bernie.
They won't go. What I'm saying is, if we have Hillary and Donald,
if everybody like you votes for this third party
but here's
person,
the thing,
or are we having a Ross Perot situation? I mean,
I'll
a Nader in 2000 situation.
If we're really talking about this, I personally am way more scared of Ted Cruz than Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz can't win though. Donald Trump can win.
So yeah,
but Cruz polls better than both Bernie and Hillary.
No, he's got so much shady, scary shit. He can't win.
Because here's the thing,
and he also won't win the primary.
But what if there's like a, they can take it at, they can take
they
it away
won't.
From him at the convention. They can't
they
do
won't.
It.
They because
might.
They hate
they
Ted
might.
Cruz so
they
much.
They could. They don't hate him so
they
much.
They hate him.
Kobe
so
hate
of
him.
The,
he's
of
more
the,
electable. He can, he polls better than both Bernie and Hillary in the general right now.
What?
Scary.
So I was going to ask that question.
Yeah.
So of the three remaining Republican candidates, who are you most afraid of?
Ted Cruz.
And, I still say John Kasich just because I think if they actually
put their weight behind him.
John Kasich, if he won, I think they could attack Hillary so much and be like, this is a reasonable, vanilla, boring white guy number 12.
Yeah,
no.
I think him and Ted Cruz are both scarier than Trump, to be honest. Because I also think Trump, wouldn't it be hilarious? And wouldn't this be a movie that Trump will produce later in life if he gets elected president and then is like, you guys are suckers. I'm cool.
We had Josh Patton
on. What do you mean
Josh
by that?
Josh Patton came on and said that he thinks he's just going to come out and be like, I made everything up
because
I wanted to win or like whatever.
I think that's what he's going to do because I think he's doing some sort of weird political theater thing. And I do think.
I don't know if he has that much thought into
it. Didn't he just come out and say
Jason
he loves
Selvig,
Maureen Dowd?
Like
didn't he just,
oh, that's
he,
right,
didn't
that's
he
right.
just say he loved Maureen Dowd so much?
Yeah, but he says he loves everybody. He loves the blacks. He loves the Hispanics.
He loves the uneducated.
He loves
the
uneducated. I used to say, and I think I've said in this show before, that I was most scared of Marco Rubio because I thought he had the best chance of actually winning a general election. So I'm glad he's gone.
And it's so interesting because that party did that to him by splitting those votes. Because if we're looking at it, Trump is not winning that large a percentage of the Republican vote. If we look at
he still
what
hasn't hit 50%.
Exactly.
And Hillary's won states by
landslides.
80%.
Yeah.
And Bernie won a state or two by a big majority as well.
They're winning majorities of states where you go like, oh, they're going to win that state when the general
to be fair,
comes.
It's to a two-person race versus a 4 or 8-person race.
But still. He's,
I'm nervous. I think it's insane. It's insane to me that we have two strong, pretty liberal candidates, and they have Ted Cruz and fucking Donald Trump. These people are insane.
Yeah, Cruz,
and
Cruz is worse in a lot of ways because I agree with.
He's scary because he's going to get elected, and he said his first thing is to executive order shut down Planned Parenthood. He says
like,
that at
really
one point.
Honestly,
that's
like
insane.
That's the thing.
He believes it all the way to his core.
But I guess the question is: are you more worried about somebody that is so crazy right wing, mm-hmm. but is like a human? Or somebody who is an internet troll.
I think I'm worried about the human who actually believes the stuff.
You mean
the internet troll?
You're worried about him winning?
Yeah.
Or you worried?
I'm saying in office. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm saying
I'd rather
who,
have Kasich in office because he's at least a normal human. I mean,
course.
I don't agree with him at all.
No question at all.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one president to actually be in office, you'd pick Kasich. And I guess that's a different question. But yeah.
But still,
I would,
thank you.
Yeah, no thank you.
I have a hard time saying whether I would rather have Cruz or Trump in office because they're.
Yeah.
Oh, in office?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
but
both
I just
so bad.
Don't think Cruz can win. I mean, he's so far right that it would take him a long time to walk back.
But Cody, he polls better. He polls better than both.
both of them.
Because he has not been put under the media scrutiny yet.
Yeah, but yeah. Here's the thing, Cody.
He really hasn't been put under, because people don't know him that well.
Think about it.
Everyone who votes for Trump is probably going to be mad and vote for whoever they want. But everyone who's been voting for Rubio and Kasich votes for Cruz. They vote for him.
Yeah, because they don't know him.
And they may not vote
yet.
For Trump, because a lot of Republicans still think Trump is crazy.
Right.
I think Cruz is the scariest one.
But they don't know him yet.
He's not been put.
He's too radical to win the general.
I hope you're right, because I'm super
scared. He also won't. None of this matters. It's going to be Hillary versus, I said this and I keep saying it, it's going to be Hillary and Donald. And I don't think there's, I mean, I know you're a Bernie supporter.
She barely wins. So let's all really hope she does.
Okay, but you say that she barely wins because of polls as they exist now. But I think in the same way that you know, we're saying people don't know about Cruz yet because he hasn't had the spotlight on him, neither has Bernie. And I feel like whether it's Bernie, Trump, or Bernie, whoever, Trump's all they have to say is this person is a socialist, which is mostly true.
Democratic socialist,
blah, blah, blah. The average dumb voter doesn't get the nuance that we get with
which
that.
Which is sad.
Sure. Two, he's Jewish. Three, he's not actually Jewish because he's an atheist and he doesn't believe in God.
You know, which is worse, those to be three Jewish things, or not to believe in God.
I love all those things. Yeah. But I think I think 51%.
I love him more.
51% of Americans.
Yeah. So actually, this brings up an interesting.
That's a non-starter.
This brings up an interesting point. So we've been talking, there's been a lot of thing in the media about Donald Trump's rallies being racist and the violence that's erupted. So I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Ivanka Trump converted to a reformed version of Orthodox Judaism.
Yeah, to get married, right?
Yes.
But they actually, from our research and our
Wikipedia.
Don't tweet at them if it's wrong.
No, but I think that, I mean, they observe the Sabbath and they keep kosher.
Wow.
They're not just like, oh yeah, I'm sort of Jewish. I mean, they're pretty Jewish.
We were watching on the news.
I mean, she's not, whatever. I mean,
yeah, she's walking around in with her shoulders exposed.
Sure. But
we were watching on the news tonight a Trump supporter from North Carolina who was interviewed by PBS NewsHour, who they found out later had a Heil Hitler tattoo, which was in 88. But 88 is a white supremacy code for the eighth letter of the alphabet is H, so it's HH, and it means Heil Hitler.
Yeah.
And then her other tattoo was some weird-ass cross that's like a Celtic cross, but it's
that
also
that neither
like
of us recognize because we're not white supremacists.
But it's a white supremacist thing. But anyway, like, it just, and this woman was like making phone calls for Trump in North Carolina, and it's like, his daughter's Jewish now.
Yeah.
Like, white supremacists, like,
do
watch
you think
out
they
who
would,
you
do you think they would leave him if they knew that he was?
No.
I mean, he's open about it. He says, I love the Jewish people. My son-in-law's Jewish. My daughter's Jewish. He says that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to me, like, the way that he goes after, like, he went after Ben Carson for being a Seventh-day Adventist of like, I don't know, that seems like a weird version of Christianity. I'm Presbyterian. He goes after Ted Cruz for being like, I've never met a Cuban Catholic.
If we're being 100% honest, Trump is just about as religious as Bernie is.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, he
he's like a rich New York, come on. I don't think he goes to church.
You know what's the coolest thing I think that's happened in this election is that, and I could be wrong, and again, don't you dare tweet at me if it's wrong. But if I'm correct, I believe that the most Muslim communities in Michigan voted for a Jewish candidate. They voted for Bernie, which is cool and awesome and very American to me in a way.
Yeah,
it was
like
income inequality was more important to them.
Well, but also, I mean, if you're Muslim, who are you?
There's no Muslim.
You don't.
You're either
because you know what?
But historically,
being
if you're
an atheist.
At it,
Hillary, who's a Christian, but she ain't that religious.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Think.
We always talk about being
Bernie,
an atheist
who's a Jew,
is like
not religious.
Like being an atheist, it's very difficult for a candidate to be an atheist in any office now, but it's even worse to be a Muslim.
Are there any atheists in office right
now?
There's
one.
There's been a couple of people in the House, I think. But I think, I mean, Bernie, don't believe Bernie believes in God, from what I understand.
And he also
says spirituality is important to him.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I feel like this should be dismissive of it. It should be like, no.
He said he identifies as a Jew culturally.
Sure.
Of course.
But then other than that, he's, you know, spiritual and that's it.
And I,
which me too, Bernie.
I think this is
Except
changing.
I don't identify as a Jew.
And as a non-believer myself, I'm so happy that it's changing. But I don't know if in 2016 that 51% of the country is okay
no.
with electing somebody who is spiritual
no.
and doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins.
And this comes down to what I really think what is happening right now is this is a last stand of people who are.
Yeah.
Sort of old school,
yeah.
religious, social
White.
Values.
This
social
country is
norms.
Just becoming more and more liberal every
it
single
It changed
more and more diverse.
So
yes,
much for them in the last 8 years.
Day.
Like, if you, the amount of social progress we've made in 8 years
yeah.
is really, really alarming and went very quick. If you are and a certain demographic that doesn't have any gay people near you,
yeah. the black
very
president
few
lets
black
gay people marry.
I mean,
yeah.
seriously. And so that is why I think it is really difficult for a lot of these voters who are just very isolated. I think maybe that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
It's got to be alarming, and you have to feel like your country is changing
yes.
too fast.
It's all fear-based. It's all fear-based.
Sure.
That's it. It's just all fear-based. And then you vote out of fear because the unknown is scary, and then you think you're losing. You think if you open up, if you're like in a pen, okay, as a people, and you think if you open it up and you keep making it bigger, then you're losing your sense of self and your space and your whatever. But there's plenty of room. Guys, if we've all seen Hamilton the musical.
We haven't.
It's okay.
Because some of us haven't been able to get tickets.
But it's at the end, Aaron Burr says, the world is wide enough for Hamilton and him. It's important to all my ham heads out there. I'm a little bit drunk.
But then he shoots him, right?
Well, this is before he shot him. This is
oh,
after he
yeah,
shot
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
He says he finally realized after he shot him that the world was wide enough for both of them and they didn't need to have that all that infighting. So guys, see Hamilton on Broadway.
Oh, sure. Okay, thanks. Yeah, yeah. We'll go the hot tip to get $7,000 tickets.
Just go to college with someone who's in it and shout out to Daniel Watts and then go get
cool,
tickets
cool.
to it.
To get back to the religion thing, and I just,
yeah.
I don't want to harp on
no, I love it.
Ivanka being Jewish too much, but I do think it's amazing. I mean, according to an interview that she did that is on her Wikipedia page, which we've read.
We did our due diligence. We read a Wikipedia page. Like,
this
so
is a well-researched
don't
podcast.
Don't tweet at us because we read.
She doesn't make phone calls on Saturdays. So like Friday, sundown,
wait,
Saturday.
So she won't even make phone calls.
She doesn't use the
no.
phone on Saturdays, which one, I think, if Donald Trump was my father, I might want to have one day of the week where he fucking can't call me. But two, like just hearing Trump like be all judgy about Seventh-day Adventists or, you know, Cuban Catholics or whatever, like that. Like, that's a weird thing
well,
to not
also,
use telephones on Saturdays.
Also, the pastor that introduced him at one of a recent rally said that Bernie needs a come-to-Jesus moment.
Oh, no.
You don't remember
get
that?
It. No, I forget.
Oh,
that.
It was really crazy that this pastor who was like, Bernie needs a come-to-Jesus moment, basically, like, making him an outsider for not being a Christian.
I mean, what percentage of people in the United States of America think that Jews are going to hell? I mean, where I'm from, 40?
Oh, jeez.
But
from
like,
South Carolina?
You're right.
Maybe?
South, you're right.
Maybe?
But
think he's going to hell.
But if you're looking at the whole
oh,
U.S. population, I think we're on the right side of this.
But what about, okay, and well,
because
let's even take Judaism out of
gay
it.
Marriage.
What percentage of people think that atheists are going to hell?
The same amount of people who think it's cool to get gay married are in
yeah.
that camp.
Right.
So I think
yeah.
we're in the majority, and
but
I think we're cool.
I'm also reflecting. I mean, I was in South Carolina in the 90s, so I don't think.
I mean, and I lived in Ohio, and I knew two Jewish people. Oh, no,
oh,
three Jewish people.
We're in a really Jewish area. We got synagogues aplenty.
Well, but when
I went
to, and then I went to George Washington University,
oh, yeah.
and everyone I knew was Jewish.
Yeah.
So I went from knowing three Jewish people to knowing everyone.
All of them,
all the Jews, every single Jew. I knew Bernie
yeah.
Sanders,
oh,
I knew Ivanka Trump. But I will say I didn't think anything about Jewish people when I was in high school. Obviously, I just didn't, you know, whatever.
You didn't know any.
But I think that if you are raised in an ideology where you learn that anyone that's not a Christian is going to hell and you've never met a Jewish person,
yeah.
it's very easy to be like, oh, Jewish people are going to hell. But as soon as you're in a situation where everyone you know is Jewish, you're like, oh, it's the same thing.
Who cares?
It's
yeah.
all the same.
It sucks because I feel like the weaknesses of Bernie in the general election, it's not about what he stands for. It's not about his record. Like, it's, you know, everything he's fought for, everything he's done, I think is all great. I think he's going to be
attacked
for
superficial shit, which is
this
the same
shit
that
that people are getting mad about Hillary for her being a female, mm-hmm. which, again, even though Hillary is not my candidate of choice, I do absolutely recognize as a woman that there is bias in the media,
yes.
that it is bullshit that people scrutinize her clothes and yep. her hair and yep. the way she speaks because she and Bernie yell at the same volume.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I love it when they both do because I think they're both passionate, intelligent people.
Right.
But it's the same bullshit that I think has nothing to do with the way they're running, which is why I respect my man Bernie Sanders for not running any negative campaigning. And it is a cool move. Find me the negative campaign ad that Bernie Sanders has said. No, I'm Bernie Sanders, and I endorse this ad.
No, I'm not saying that.
And you're allowed to say that.
No,
I'm not saying that. You can tweet that at me. But, he's not run a negative campaign.
A campaign ad. You're right. You're right.
Not.
I just do think that they've both been a little petty at times, although her
it's
more than him.
It's been better lately. Yeah,
her more than him.
I hate, like, Bill Clinton. This is recently. He was out talking mm-hmm. shit about Bernie.
Yeah. He did it to Obama. People forget. People link them. They did it to Obama.
No, I will never forget Bill talking about Obama being a fairy tale.
It was the worst.
It made me so mad at him.
It was the worst.
And he said something about Bernie. What was it like? There's some people with responsibility and some mm-hmm. people with, yeah. I don't know what the hell it was. But I wish, Bill does not play well negatively.
No.
He really rubbed me the wrong way against Obama. And even though I'm leaning Hillary right now, mm-hmm. it really was put a terrible taste in my mouth, whatever he said this weekend.
Also, going back to that thing we were just talking about with fear-based stuff, they're scared.
Yeah.
Because Hillary sees flashes of running against Barack. She sees flashes of 2008, and she sees flashes of getting back into, because we're almost at the same exact pattern we were.
Except it's reversed,
them.
Though. That's yeah. what's interesting, yeah. is that she's Obama, who has the math on her side.
No, but at this point in the campaign, I do believe that she was doing better than Obama with superdelegates.
Maybe. Yeah, but the superdelegates, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. She was scared until Tuesday.
Yeah.
And now that she's won all of the states, she won Ohio, like, Michigan scared her. And then Tuesday happened, and she's back on top.
It was virtually a tie in Illinois and Missouri, and you have to understand this, in both those states, almost like 70% of independents vote for Bernie. And those are the people I'm scared about in the general, because, like, I know all of my, like, cool comedy friends who like Bernie are going to vote for Hillary. But I don't know that all my independents in Illinois and Missouri are.
I mean, but if it's Trump, I feel like I'll go vote for a tree trunk rather than
Trump.
Yeah,
but some people will say, oh, is that tree trunk talking about income inequality? Cool.
Yeah,
and they'll vote for them. I know you will.
Oh,
that's exactly
my gosh.
But Hillary is talking about these things. And
because of Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie Sanders.
More and more.
Yeah.
I think, you know, well, so here's a question for you that we wanted to ask is, do you want Bernie to fight tooth and nail to the end? Or is there a point mathematically where you're like, okay, step aside?
No, I don't think it matters at this point. If it was like a Trump, Rubio, Kasich, Cruz situation where there were like so many delegates
mathematical
to be had.
Way.
No, because like there's only two of them. So like, yeah, I think you should push her all the way to the end. And I think you should hold
because
her accountable
that would be good
for the stuff she's saying. Absolutely.
Also, I think it's good for both sides because Cruz is not dropping out. Ever.
No.
And Kasich isn't either. They're going all the way to the convention. So I
Martin
would
O'Malley
prefer...
was on the ballot in Illinois.
Aww,
oh, buddy.
Martin.
I'm from Maryland.
Oh,
buddy.
Martin. Love that guy. But so right now, I think they're both sides are delaying a fight against each other. Like Trump's still going to have to fight the other two. And
it's better
for Hillary
to not
fight.
Be the nominee until she has to be the nominee.
Because
once you're the nominee, then you get the fire hose turned to you.
And also...
And Bernie, too, if Bernie were the nominee.
Sure.
Better that they're not attacking.
Cool thing, guys. Isn't it? So here's a cool thing. Here's a confession. I'm going to get emotional because I've been drinking. I'm not proud of it. So when I voted for my first presidential election, I turned 18 in August of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with very conservative Republican parents, very Catholic, in Maryland, which is a Democratic state, which is key for later on. But so when I voted in my first election, I voted for George Bush which is a big kind of shame point for me. I didn't tell my current boyfriend is very Democrat. He's a huge liberal. He grew up a liberal. His dad's a
You've
crazy
never
liberal.
Told him?
I told him, like, I waited like 2 years to tell him. Because we went like stumping for Obama in 2008 together. And we went to New Hampshire to make calls and knock on doors. We went to Philly to knock on doors.
Yeah.
We were like so hardcore. I donated, like, I was a poor actor at the time, and anytime I had excess money, I gave it to Obama. And so I feel like I got excited about Obama, but it wasn't, I feel almost more excited about Bernie because it feels very much my personal choice to, like, vote for him. He feels like my very first cool kind of emotional candidate that I'm like, he's saying everything I want to hear a candidate say, which I feel really cool about.
Are you happy with Obama?
I think we're all going to miss him so much more than we absolutely realize.
And so I agree.
Yeah.
You know, Cody and I both went knocked on doors for him too. And yeah, I think are huge Obama fans. To the day, and he's very rarely disappointed me over the last 7 years.
I think he's going to be,
I think you're right. I think the history books will write him so much greater than he's appreciated today.
But do you not see Hillary as Obama's third term as she would like you to
I think she's more of the same rather than Bernie feels like the next level to me.
So okay, you see Hillary as just like keeping it going about the same and Bernie like
which is
even
like,
better.
If we asked for a cool, incredible, exciting like hope situation with Obama, why shouldn't we try to keep going and keep advancing levels?
Because
like
we
that?
All left Obama 2 years later.
I didn't.
We did.
Sure, we didn't.
And you didn't.
But most people did. They were like, fuck it.
And I just think that we should always ask for the most that we can get.
Did you vote for John Kerry in 2004?
I did.
Okay, so you redeemed yourself.
I very instantly, like, I remember where...
I voted for Nader in 2000.
So well, you...
My vote counted for nothing because I was in Maryland and they voted for...
And I was in South Carolina.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I did vote for Al Gore in 2000 and I actually crashed the inauguration. I got tickets from my roommates, like very wealthy Potomac, Maryland.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
that's my
Potomac,
hometown. Maryland lawyer uncle gave us tickets. And then I got escorted out because I was wearing an Al Gore, Firefighters for Al Gore shirt.
Oh, you were a firefighter back then. I forgot you were a firefighter.
No, my mom volunteered anyway, so I had
Cody's
t-shirt.
Cody's firefighting days.
And I pulled out a sign that said "Hail to the Thief,"
so
and I got removed.
I have a George Bush question.
I got my sign removed. They let me stay.
The George
because
Bush question
it wasn't a Trump situation
that I wanted to ask is if it was George Bush's 8th year in office, I guess that would have been 2008. And if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died, would you have supported...
Or retired. Let's say retired, because
she'll
let's
never
say
die.
Say died, because that's more than
she'll
situation.
Never die. She'll
let's say
forever.
Let's say she was at a hunting ranch in Texas, and she
And they wouldn't do
died.
An autopsy, and there was a mysterious guest that nobody will name. What happened? Tweet at me what you think happened, guys.
And there was a pillow on top of her head.
Please tweet at me what you think happened. Thank you.
Cocaine all around her face, intravenous drugs. Condoms everywhere.
But do you think, as like a Keith Olbermann watching individual in 2008, you would have been like, he's the president, he can nominate a replacement, that's the right thing?
Good question.
Just to play devil's advocate in our current situation.
Great question. I mean, those are the rules, right? Here's the other side of that that makes me cranky is that the GOP loves to talk about the Constitution and how that is the law of the land. And that's why we need to have guns. And they want to put guns in schools and they don't care about what happened at Sandy Hook, which if the fact that we still have the handgun laws that we do when we had all of those children who got killed because of the quote unquote Constitution, then put your money where your mouth is and honor the Constitution and approve Obama's nominee.
But would you have said
that
in 2008?
So would I have said that in 2008?
I don't know.
I'm not walking around saying the Constitution is the law of the land. I'm walking around saying like, hey, I think we should amend this sucker. So
I agree. I feel like I'm saying that we need to get rid of the Electoral College. We need to get rid of the filibuster. I agree.
I think
I wouldn't have said yes, but I think it doesn't matter because I'm not walking around needing to put my money where my mouth is like the GOP does.
I will say, I think I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would because I also think that in some ways, one of the flaws of Congress is we don't actually ever get anything done. So one side can say trickle-down economics works, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like, okay, fine. Then why don't you be in charge? Why don't you if that's the way it goes, actually implement all the things you want to implement, and we'll let it tank, and then people will realize those things didn't work.
I think my response would have been initially just like, oh, this is terrible. What terrible timing Bush gets to nominate somebody. Like, I would have been upset, disappointed, and pissed. Sure. But I don't think my initial reaction would have been
also
like,
was,
he has no right to do this. I would have been like, ah, fuck,
what
we're fucked.
Was Congress at the time? Was Congress a Democratic Congress?
It was. Yeah. We had a majority.
Or I at least think that they need to put it up to a vote so that those people can be held accountable for voting against it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Because right now,
to refuse to vote on it is a real lame move.
Because right now, it's like, okay, then you vote against him.
Yeah, I think
it's your job to vote, and if you don't want to vote for him, that's fine. He won't go through. But they don't want to. They don't even want to be held accountable for voting against somebody because it's going to hurt some demographic group that doesn't like them.
Well, it's also going to hurt their presidential campaign if they look like big babies.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good answer. That probably my thought would have been like, oh well, we control the Senate, so we'll just vote no. It wouldn't have been like we won't hear.
Yeah,
we won't let somebody.
You know what I just heard is that they're going to because listen. Obama nominated a crazy moderate.
Yeah. Oh,
which
yeah.
I
He's
also
like
want
John
to talk
Roberts'
about.
Best friend.
Which I'm a little bummed about, but I understand the strategy of it, okay? And I, again, I said it just a couple minutes ago, I trust the O-man. He's great. Mm-hmm. I love him. Great. Great.
Also, he's voted a lawyer, so I feel like he's like, I'm no lawyer.
But I just heard this theory, which I think is very plausible, and just put it in your thinking boxes to think about. I had two beers. I'm drunk.
You talking about the lame duck? The lame duck theory?
No, they're going to wait until November to see who the nominees are.
Right. Yeah, the lame duck theory.
When Obama, when Obama becomes a lame duck, if Hillary wins, they'll scooch this guy in.
Yes, they'll scooch this guy in because
Hillary will be like, I'm going to nominate like a gay, transgendered.
But then
black,
here we go.
12-year-old.
What if Bernie wins? They don't take him seriously. Lauren's dream. Bernie wins the presidency and then nominates his grifter friend from Vermont to be the new Supreme Court judge.
Sure.
And that's all we can hope.
But they won't. If Bernie wins.
What do you
wins,
mean by his grifter friend?
I was just making a joke that he would
nominate, he's
nominate
the
most
Ben.
The liberal
Ben
person.
Ben and Jerry's will be the Supreme Court nominee. But seriously, if Bernie
Jerry
wins,
be
they're literally. You're right, he would be. But if Bernie
right
wins, if Bernie wins the nomination and the election, they're going to be like running to elect anybody that Obama did.
I heard that theory the other day. Yeah. I think a couple of Republican senators were like, well, we'd be open to putting this
waiting
guy through if we lose
November,
the election.
Yeah.
And we were listening to Al Franken, who was talking on TV today about that. And
I love Al Franken, by the way.
Yeah, he's my
Stuart
favorite.
Stuart Smalley.
My favorite senator of all time.
He's a senator, and it's the best.
But
makes me so happy.
They've sort of taken that back now. They're saying like, oh, never mind, we didn't mean that. And they should, because it's so fucked up that they said that. Because their whole argument is, we should let the American people decide how they want the court to be.
Yeah.
So we're going to wait for the next president, and that president will nominate.
But then
they say,
oops, you put a moderate in?
But if the American people elect the wrong, oh boy, my beer's catching
up. They erect the wrong.
All right. No, but what they're saying is if the American people don't do what we think they should, then we'll scooch in this moderate guy because we wouldn't want Hillary to get that chance.
But
which is like, that's okay. Well, then you're just admitting that it's political.
That is
100%.
But that is what they're doing with their candidates right now, too. They're saying we trust the American people unless they pick Trump. And then we're going to try to go to a contested convention or support Cruz or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying so hard right now to get to do anything. But you know what? That's actually... If you say that the Republican Party and they're really about the Constitution, that is what the forefathers thought. The forefathers always said that the electorate was stupid.
That's why
Cody,
we have the Electoral College.
Cody, I know I saw Hamilton.
Shit,
I
didn't
know,
see it.
I saw it, okay?
But I have to say, it's hard to get... I mean, I hear that this guy, Merrick Garland, is great and everybody likes him. I'm suspicious of anybody.
He's not Scalia, so anybody who's
not Scalia
is great.
He will make it the first liberal Supreme Court because he will tend to side liberal.
But it's hard to get super excited about a moderate 63-year-old
white
man.
Which he'll be the shortest, they were saying just based on lifespan, he will be the shortest...
term in a long time.
Term in the Supreme Court in a long time. But also based on the other two women that Obama nominated who were like rock stars that I was so excited about.
Yeah.
It feels like
Obama is a moderate. I mean, in so many ways,
he's
Obama's
not
moderate.
This moderate. He's, yeah, he's, you're right. He's nominating not this person moderate. Because yeah, of yeah. the circumstances.
Well, this yeah, person, exactly. actually, Merrick Garland has been his backup choice for the last couple.
Well, what happened to the woman from Iowa? Something happened when she got vetted because she was supposed to be the first choice.
Yeah,
well,
her name was out there like last
week. And
then
she wasn't even in the final three.
But also,
so, like, they vetted and found something, right?
Or,
right?
or they didn't want it. I have to say, like, it actually.
You think
I,
she didn't want to do it?
I feel such. So, do you guys know the word sfef?
What?
It's when you feel like an embarrassment for someone who doesn't know that they should be embarrassed.
Oh, God. I think I feel that with karaoke.
It was a,
how do you spell it?
I don't know. I think my college friends and I made that up.
Wait, say oh, it okay. again?
Sfef.
It's
just
it's
sfef.
With an S at
it's
the
like,
end.
Oh, I feel such sfef. Like, this person doesn't know that they should be embarrassed, but I feel embarrassed.
That's me with
them.
Karaoke. I feel that when people
totally,
do karaoke.
Totally, right? So anyway, so I feel a little bit of sfef for Merrick Garland because he, like, cried yesterday when he got the nomination. It's like, dude, oh. you know no one's gonna approve your nomination. And he's like, I mean, anyway.
That's my other question.
So a lot
like,
of people.
Maybe
a lot
he's
of people,
nominating this person just to,
sure.
as a sacrifice, like,
he is.
I'll nominate
the
this moderate,
only,
he'll never get
the
in.
The only way he will get in, the only way he will get in is if they nominate him in the lame duck, which I think is unlikely
so
to
shitty.
Happen. So, and shitty and shady and whatever.
So you think they're gonna just wait?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. I think it looks bad.
How can they
I
do that? That would be the longest period of time to go. That basically means all the decisions revert back to anything they're discussing reverts back. That's
it's
so
terrible.
Crappy.
It's terrible. But anyway,
it's pretty bad. And I think
a lot of people don't want wouldn't want this nomination because
no,
it's
the
like,
majority
this is it.
Would though.
I don't know. I feel like this is it, and like this is your one chance to be on the Supreme Court, and it's probably not going to happen. Anyway, I feel sfef for him.
Well, I feel sfef for him, too. I feel sfef for our whole political system.
All right. Well, I think that seems like a good...
Yeah. So, final thoughts, Lauren. You know, what
did you think about the beer? What do you think about...
This is a good time to tell you I don't like IPAs. And I chugged, too.
Well, that is a really hard thing to chug.
My final thoughts are this.
Speak to us as people who I think I speak for both of us that we're leaning Hillary.
Yeah, of course.
We're certainly ready for Hillary.
Actually, I think you guys are ready for Bernie, which is cool about you
I'm
guys.
Ready for
is
Bernie
you guys
too.
Are
yeah,
very
yeah, yeah.
cool
I'm,
liberal people who I think you are ready for a Bernie Sanders presidency.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
ready
for sure.
Both. Ready for both.
But I'm excited about both in different
I
ways.
I feel lucky to be supportive of a party that has two good candidates who have the most boring debates because they talk about real stuff.
Oh my God, they're so boring.
It's like, all right, okay, we get it. We poisoned your water.
They agree on everything too. It's like, oh, I agree with the Senate.
Yeah, of course.
I agree with the secretary.
I feel really lucky to have a candidate like Bernie Sanders to support. I think he's a once-in-a-lifetime candidate for me, just in terms of how much I align with him based on my beliefs. I think he's a ridiculous Muppet man, and I love that about him, and I love that he's always covered in crumbs.
In terms of lifetime, though, don't you think we'll see another person who is as left as he is, not in his 70s, does not have the baggage that he might have?
Yeah, I think he's doing a really cool job of paving the way for other incredible candidates.
There's got to be, like, Hillary will win, she'll be in charge for 8 years, and then we're going to have, like, a 50-year-old Hispanic female
cool.
who's a lesbian who also is for income inequality and doesn't have super PACs, and we're going to get it. In our lifetime, we're going
to
get that.
But here's what I want to say to Hillary Clinton, and I know she listens to this podcast regularly.
Thanks, Hillary.
So
fan of the show.
Feel free to tweet at me. Feel free to tweet at me. Accept corrections, Hillary. I don't take corrections. I hope that Hillary holds true to her word of being as liberal as she has promised us in this primary season.
You know she's going to move a little back to the center
for
the general election, but hopefully once she's in office.
I hope she really does it, and I hope she really thinks about people as much as I think Bernie does.
But don't you think she will? I mean, she's been doing this her whole life.
Cody,
she's really,
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, I
do. Think
she's just like, I've wanted
know.
To be this for so long, and now I am, so fuck it.
I don't think she's in it for the power.
I think ultimately she's, I mean, I don't know. Her speech after Tuesday was inspiring, and it made me tear up.
Did you guys watch Bernie's on Tuesday?
No, because it wasn't on TV.
Because no TV.
That's the first time. Like I've seen you complain on social media about Bernie not being covered this night. But I will say
that was crazy.
That this. When I heard that
so
on Tuesday,
shitty.
I think the Daily Show was the one that actually pointed
it
out to me.
Crazy.
I was like, "Oh, that's."
It was a good speech too. So
I mean, I was watching.
How did you watch
all of
it?
The.
On the internet the next day.
What's the internet?
That's messed up.
So the internet is this thing that Al Gore invented. You may have voted for him in a presidential
election. I voted for Al Gore. It's funny because I was watching all the speeches that night, and they showed Kasich. Mm-hmm. They showed all of them.
They mostly showed Trump.
That's ridiculous that they showed Trump. They showed MSNBC, Trump's empty stage.
MSNBC made a point of bringing up the fact that they were showing Kasich's no matter what, even if it was on the same time as Trump. And the reason they did, they were like, we try to show Kasich's, but they're not always on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that is dumb that they didn't show Bernie's.
But anyway, I was thinking, like, when is Bernie going to speak? And then I went to bed.
You're a mom.
I'm a mom. We have Elmo in a high chair sitting next to us right now, by the way.
He hasn't said anything.
Speaking of me being a mom, Lauren is sitting next to a high chair that has an Elmo doll in it.
We want to thank Lauren for being here.
Thank you for having me, Lauren. Remember, check her out on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix. Season one and two are on now.
No, two comes out April 15th.
That's
You're
right.
drunk. Season one's on now. Season two comes out. When will this podcast come out?
Tomorrow.
April 15th.
We
want people to hear a discussion of the Ohio primary in May.
Season 20 starts tomorrow.
Also, check Lauren out in Mall Santa Musical on improvbrewer.com.
Yeah, check Lauren out. Check Lauren out on my Instagram account because most importantly, she's my friend.
Yep.
And also, this is probably our last podcast before our next big live show. Tickets are available at ucbtheater.com.
Our guests are great. We've got Evan McMorris Santoro, who's BuzzFeed's
White House correspondent, who has been following Bernie around. He's been like on the plane with Bernie.
I follow him on all the socials, and I love
you
him.
Do. He's so great. Fun.
Maybe I'm
going to
just
great.
Come meet him, okay?
We have our friend Opus, who's the head writer of Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I love how all these shout-outs are getting messier and messier because we're drunk.
We're a little drunk.
Monique Moses, who's a UCB performer, super hilarious gal, and then
Canadian.
And
Frank Garcia Hell is going to become doing some really fun characters.
So buy tickets to that show, and we'll podcast that if you don't live in New York and you can't be there, and we'll have another podcast after that soon. So
yeah. In the meantime, get drunk and talk about politics.
All right, vote in midterm elections, everybody.
About the state of things in my life, but I'm working to make it better with a six of Miller High Life. Just drinking and driving.